Hey there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Tuesday pod of Born to Be a Star. I am happy to tell you that it was a beautiful day and the sun was out. And today is another day and another opportunity for you to recognize your star power. We're looking in the mirror to reflect on where we've been and where we're going. God has a tendency of putting you exactly where you're supposed to be. Regardless of that, let's get to the conversation. We should be starting off the podcast every day by saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Basically do anything we put our mind to. Like, yes, we can change our mind. Yes, we can do something different. Yes, we can start a new show. Yes, we can change our hairstyle. Yes, we can change our favorite store. We can change whatever the furniture is in our bedrooms or our living room. We can change things and do things differently. And we can live our life the way we want to live it. Literally, yes, you can is a saying that gives you the ability to not doubt yourself, but to understand yourself and give yourself permission to live. Outside of saying to yourself, yes, you can, you should also be saying to yourself, I'm never going to give up. If you believe in yourself and you love yourself and you love anyone else, whether it's your better half or a family member, how can you sit there and say you're going to give up on them? How can you not persevere through the difficulty? How can you only want to just not be there or persevere through the bad? You have to get through the bad to get back to the good. And I know that doesn't always sound great. I know if a doctor tells you you've got cancer or you've got polycystic ovary syndrome or something's got to be removed or you need brain surgery or something like that. I know if you're hearing something insane like that, you're probably thinking, star, shut up. But in the mix of all that insanity, you still should be saying to yourself, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to find strength. I'm going to be faithful to the idea that I'm going to get through this. And you have to hold strong. Now, I'm not really in love with the whole, like, royal family thing. I don't really care about Kate or the princess or the prince or any of those people, really. I don't understand the infatuation with the United States with that. But the woman obviously has cancer. And the idea that she had to make a video to stop people from thinking things that weren't true about her is insane to me. But she did it. Never give up on yourself or anybody you love. That example I just gave you, you don't know what people are going through and they don't know what you're experiencing. But have enough common sense to understand you have to persevere through the difficulty to get to the good. Following the idea of never giving up, we have to say to ourselves, why not today? And why do we say to ourselves, why not today? Because we understand that procrastination and indecisiveness isn't the answer. It's never been the answer, and it never will be the answer. Taking too long to make a decision, taking too long to get something done, taking too long to finally make the decision that it's probably time to get, I don't know, the dishwasher fixed because it hasn't been working for 2 weeks. It shouldn't take you 2 weeks to decipher that it doesn't work, right? If a wall needs to be repainted, if furniture needs to be moved around, if you need to bring your car to the mechanic, if there's something wrong with anything you're doing, you need to get it fixed. And I know that we want to plan and be effective, but in order for us to really be effective and do all these things, we have to make decisions, not contemplate how we're going to get there, but make decisions. We can't be as scared of outcomes and we can't just sit there and wait for things to happen. That's not living, and putting your life on a back burner is not good. We should be planning things out like vacations, PTO time, And we should seriously be planning effectively. Because if we're not planning effectively, then what are we doing? Right? What are we doing? Moving on from planning effectively and not procrastinating or being indecisive. Because why not today is the idea that tomorrow might not come. The aliens might come eat us. And what are we going to do if that happens? Are we really going to go see our mom when we're about to die? And I hate to say it like that. I don't want this to be negative. The idea of the aliens coming to eat us is to be like sarcastic and funny. Because what do we think aliens actually look like? Have you seen the Aliens movie with like the really old one? Those aliens didn't look like friends. So if the aliens really are going to come eat us, it's not going to be fun for us. But if they do come eat us, we won't be able to do what we were supposed to do because we won't be here to do it, right? That's what I'm saying. We cannot put off today for tomorrow because we don't know if we're going to have tomorrow. Time is not something we can buy. It's something that we're given and we need to seriously understand that. That is why we have a time limit with our lives and we can't just live forever. Don't get me wrong, I want to live forever, but I haven't figured out how to do it yet. And I don't know where the fountain of youth is so I can like get old and then become young again. But I don't think we're supposed to live like that. So I might be thinking I want to do that, but that probably doesn't exist. But the idea of what I'm saying is don't put off today for tomorrow. Make plans, do things correctly, do things accordingly, and have your life prepared and planned out. That's the moral of the story. Moving on from the mantra to some headlines. Let's get into No Media Allowed. No media allowed. No media allowed. Because a lot of us, a lot of us anyway. So I tried listening to this chick on Rumble. But as turned off as I am with Daily Wire, I just think she went a little too far talking about points of Israel. Now, I'm continuously listening to her because I find it interesting that the elites in Israel have a lot of power with the United States of America. And it's kind of scary. But I'm not sure if we're going to be able to fix it. And I talked about that yesterday. Why is it that nobody wants to call these people out? Why can't we ask these questions? How did Hamas get into Israel? How did that happen? I don't know the answer. But today in the United States of America, a bridge fell down. And guess where it fell down? Baltimore. Guess what? They're not looking for the bodies anymore, as supposedly 6 people are dead. And this all falls back to the infrastructure bill that they passed, but they didn't actually complete infrastructure. Clearly, the media is lying about this story. They don't want to answer any questions about the fact that this could be from, I don't know, Ukraine or Russia or China. And the person that's driving the boat, guess where he's from? Ukraine. So guess why they probably don't want to answer any questions about this. That the ship went through the bridge, and we should be asking more questions and not allowing them to say they're not going to answer things. We should seriously be worried and concerned with the fact that our infrastructure, our boundaries, the way our country is set up can easily be destroyed. And honestly, there's no one to protect us. Not one person. Do you think Pete Buttigieg was hired to save anybody? Because he wasn't. He was a DEI hire. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I talk heavily about diversity, equity, and inclusion. But he's a complete idiot. Okay? Moving on from that. A ship went into a bridge. And there are no answers, and there probably won't be, just like the cocaine in the White House that's clearly from Hunter Biden, or maybe it was from Joe. They're going to sweep this under the doormat, just like they do everything else, and they're not going to give us any real answers, because giving answers would show who they are. Bad, evil people who don't care about anybody but themselves. The government has turned on Americans. And if the government turned on Americans, then the world is lost. But the world is already lost anyway. But I've said it many times before. America, the government in America, cares more about other countries than America. They care about world decisions. The Uniparty cares more about being at a TED Talk conversation than saving Americans from the infrastructure falling. There's been movies made about how bad this can go. Russia clearly has more power than us, and so does China. But we're not talking about that. Why isn't there more protection for so things like this don't happen in our country and more people don't continue to die for no reason? A police officer in New York with a one-year-old child and a wife was murdered by a repeat felon, and the repeat felon got away because they don't give them enough time when they do things. They had 21 charges, and the person in the vehicle with them had 14, and that was in New York. Imagine Chicago. I mean, dude, these are just some of the headlines of today. Like, I think it's great that Trump's company went public today. It brings me lots of joy that he can give a big middle finger to Letitia James and that stupid judge. I'm hoping that things continue to be in our favor for the other court date with Braggs, who's another idiot. And our country is just falling to shreds every day, and I don't know what we're going to do to save it. And I don't think that the United States of America can say anything about the world when it's not looking at itself in the mirror. Just honestly. I don't know. There's so many things we can talk about, so many headlines. They're attacking Trump every day. They don't want to tell the truth. There's nothing but lies. They're not looking for these bodies and these people that fell in Baltimore. I wonder what's going to happen tomorrow. The grid in the United States of America can easily be taken over. Shouldn't we be more concerned about that? I think we should be, but I don't think we are. Moving on from that, is there a border policy? Let me give you the correct, quick answer. No, they removed any border policy. They removed Remain in Mexico. And the fucking president of Mexico said just yesterday or the day before it that the Biden administration and the Democratic Party and the United States of America should pay for illegals in Venezuela and Mexico and other southern countries. That doesn't have anything to do with us. And the audacity of him to say that, he needs to be slapped in his goddamn face. And I'm saying that and I mean it. I'm sorry. Let me say this in the utmost nicest way that I can find words to say it in. Your problems aren't ours. And that's not how immigration works in the United States of America. And if you're not going to follow the rules and the law to become a resident and an American the correct way, then you should be deported from wherever you came from. And until Trump gets back in office, that's probably not going to happen. So we got just a little bit longer with Joe Biden. And then once Trump comes back, we'll see what the bitch that's clearly being run over by the cartels has to say to Trump. Because there's no way he's going to say this ridiculous stuff to Trump. He wants us to take away things that have been put on Venezuela and Cuba. And he wants us to change the laws from Cuba that have been, you know, created to protect America. Are you insane? No. Let me say it again. No. These people are crazy. They see easy targets with the Biden administration, and they see that the Biden administration doesn't know what the hell they're doing, and basically everybody in this administration is unqualified. When Joe Biden was running in 2020, He claimed that he was somebody different. He said everything that he was going to do when he was running, and the Democrats still elected him into office. And have you seen the border in the United States of America? The Mexican president said that if we don't do everything he said, the border is going to get worse. That means he's controlling this. Wake up. We don't matter. I said it yesterday and I'm saying it again today. Transhumanist is the rebound for trans. Like, you know how there was transgender? Now there's transhuman. Like, people seriously thinking they're bears and dogs and the most insane stuff. So clearly these people are mentally ill and they need medication. I'm not even going to say a psychologist because I think they're beyond that point. But we need mental institutions for these people. There has to be somewhere where they can be put, right? With those jackets on. And they need to be locked away. This shit's crazy. There's no other way to describe it. And I'm not trying to be funny, right? I'm not trying to make fun of people. But the idea that you hate your life so much that you want to be an animal, like, that's not real. And I joke around about, like, playing with my pup all the time or stuff. But I'm not seriously saying I want to be a Yorkie Terrier. I'm not. These people are insane. There's this show on Netflix called Sexy Beasts where people dress up like animals and it's kind of cool and they're going on dates. Maybe that's why I see so many Republicans disillusioned with their party as I become disillusioned with mine. The Kennedy Shanahan bumper sticker's got a nice ring to it. Kennedy's already polling in double digits and six. I don't know. I feel like this rebound of trans from gender to human is completely insane, and I don't know if anybody's going to call it out. I don't even know if anybody's going to talk about it outside of making fun of it and laughing. But you gotta look at how we got to this point. This just didn't happen. Do you understand that people are claiming that they're changing from being a human being to being an animal? This isn't about their gender. They're changing, like, what they are, not their sexuality, but they're a mammal or they're something. They want to change that. These people are out of their minds, and I don't think medicine can help them. AOC is a moron, but you already know that. She doesn't understand that RICO is clearly RICO. She clearly doesn't understand law. And there's a lot of bartenders that are kind of smart, and she is not one of them. Maybe she should go back to being a bartender, but she probably failed at that too. I'm not sure. And whatever the district is that she represents, we got to just hope that they wake up and don't elect her back in, because she's clearly an idiot. Red flag laws. I guess, you know, these Democrats just want to continue to limit gun usage in America, because the idea that you get to protect yourself if someone comes in on your property and tries to kill your family isn't okay. I love when people say, no, there just should be no guns, so you should just sit there and die. How does that work? Biden has no plan, and everybody knows it. He's too old to be trying to run for re-election. He doesn't know where he is. He needs people to shove him to the left or the right, and he has these people limiting our ability to see him, because every time he goes somewhere, he messes up. We don't actually have a president. You know who's running the country? Barack Obama. There is no president. There is no White House. We don't have a leader. We have an idiot. Like, the decisions that are being made aren't for Americans. They're for the Uniparty. These high elite people that you never see anywhere where you are. When I'm listening to Fox News and I'm listening to Laura Ingraham talk about people's problems, even she is an elite, right? These people, like Tucker Carlson, these people, and I like Tucker Carlson. I'm not saying I don't. These people have a lot of money, and they have a lot of followers, and they aren't just everybody. Taking that into consideration, they're living differently than we are. They're not going to the store. Or maybe they are, but it's different. They're not living in the normal, but they're talking about it. And I like that they're talking about it. But how exactly are we going to change this Biden nightmare outside of getting rid of him come 2024? what exactly are we going to do to stop these people that are legislatively involved in these blue states that want to completely remove any idea of law and order? Have you seen New York and Chicago, which is predominantly in certain parts of the area, especially south side of Chicago, is all black people, and they're just killing people left and right, and murder and people dying horribly. We have become desensitized to that. We became desensitized to the fact that Lake and Riley got murdered by an illegal alien. They're not even talking about that story anymore. She's just gone now. It's just been muted out. We're still not talking about that Christian school in Tennessee where all those people died for nothing. We're not talking about the shit that's happening. We're just moving on to the next bad thing because so many bad things are happening now. We don't have enough fingers and toes or time in the day to talk about any of it. There's too much of it. People are going to pawn shops trying to pawn stuff because they don't have any money. Dude, stuff is getting rough. Senate passed a massive spending bill. And I love Matt Gaetz, but I'm not thinking this Johnson guy can be trusted. Just like I don't think Kevin McCarthy can be trusted either. We really need a far right person in power. And that's not this dude. And I know there's going to be people that are going to come on and say he has to make deals. But did you see half of the stuff that was in the bill that they just passed? None of it made any sense. Moving on from politics before I get too angry. Let's get to the main part of the conversation. What to invest in? I say if you're going to seriously become an investor or a day trader, you probably want to invest in things that you're going to be able to hold long term, right? You probably want to invest. I don't know if you want to invest in real estate because that's a lot of work and effort, but you might want to invest in gold. Maybe you want to invest in a company that you know is going to do good long term. I'd say Apple, but sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It depends. You really want to do a lot of research and you want to watch, you know, networks that provide you with that information. You really want to invest your money in things that you want to invest your money in. Like, are you going to be taking out a Roth IRA? Do you need a brokerage account? Like, how are you going to move your stocks around? Are you going to do it yourself or do you want somebody else to do it? These are questions I would be asking, honestly. Homeland Security conducted the armed raid in an alleged sex trafficking operation. TMZ later capturing... I think you should invest in things that you're actually interested in. I'm getting a brokerage account because I feel like it's about time I really get into this investing field. I'm going to be taking advantage of the options that I have as far as Chase and Merrill. And I'm excited to see what I can learn and what I can build up and do on my own with investing. And I really want to get into the market, even if I don't necessarily think that the market is something to get into because I don't trust the government in America. But I want my portfolio to make money for me, and I want to live differently. And I'm not trying to say this because I want to insult anybody. I'm living my life differently because I've seen people make decisions that do not work long term. The misery, the anguish, the being tired, the irritation, the unhappiness from women. And I'm not unhappy about anything. And I don't want to be. So I'm having kids when I want to have them with my husband, right? Granted, we did have to go through polycystic ovary syndrome, and that was a pain in the ass. And now we're trying to figure out how to get pregnant with infertility and not really understanding how that works. But we're going to figure it out. Maybe I'm pregnant now. You never know. But I want to live my life differently. I want to invest my money. I want my money to grow for me. I want to travel and I want to have a great life. I want my children to go to private school and I want the nice, finer things in life. I'm not saying that you can't want to invest and enjoy McDonald's or the 99-cent menu or the dollar store because you can. But I'm saying that I want nicer things. And because I want nicer things, I'm going to do more things to get more of that. So, yes, I'm going to be looking for ways I can venture into things to help me grow my network financially, right? I want my children to have a life where they never want anything. They have everything that they need. That is the life that I lived. So I want to give that to my own children, right? That's the correct thing to do. I want to be the auntie that can bring my nephew and my nieces out and we can have a great time. I don't know. It's time to get a brokerage account. It's time to figure out day trading. It's time to look at CNBC. And I'm not talking about MSNBC. I'm talking about CNBC, right? It's time to get your investing cap on and start looking at the numbers, man. Outside of that, don't be generic. Why be like everyone else? Why just go with the flow and be boring and get something without a sauce to dip it in and dress so generically boring? Be different. Be better. Have some flair. Have some style. Have some pizzazz. Do something differently. Maybe dance and sing at the same time. Maybe solve a puzzle. Maybe watch something that no one else is looking at. Be different. Be unique. Yes, you can be ordinary, but why would you want to be? Religion shouldn't be silenced, yet they want to continue to silence it all around the world. I'm seeing it over and over and over again. People pretending like they don't know what values are with religion. People acting as if believing in Jesus Christ is the wrong thing. No, you're not going to silence me. I'm a Christian. I love Jesus Christ. I am a Catholic. I go to church every Sunday. I have seen The Chosen. I have watched a bunch of Christian shows. I have Christian values. I believe in man and woman, wife, husband, family, right? It's God, country, family. That is how I live my life. That is how I've been living my life, and that's how I will continue to live my life, right? Jesus is at the top of my life. After that is my family, my husband, our family members after that. And then like the country that I live in. God, family, country. That's how I live. That's the only way I know how to live. I don't know anything else, and I don't want to know anything else. And granted, I don't like a lot of things that America does, but this is the country I was born in, and this is the country my children will be born in. And it's America until America doesn't exist anymore, and then I don't know what they're going to rename it. LGBT something crazy because they got all these rainbow colors in their crap. And again, I don't have anything against the LGBTQ community or the gay community or the community that doesn't want to be heterosexual. But I have something against people trying to silence people that aren't gay or rainbow or LGBT. Just normal people that are heterosexual. I do have something against somebody insulting my religion because they don't understand it. Because they don't like the fact that there's limitations and you can't be subjected to get, you know, entrance into something by doing something that might be seen as not correct. I'm saying that. It's not okay for you to insult religion because you don't like it or because you're purposely not understanding it. Because you don't want to deal with the fact that there are consequences for things and you don't want to deal with the fact that you might be judged. We're all judged. But I say it all the time, when your time comes with Jesus and you realize at that point that it's only been him, what exactly are you going to say? Right? Because there's not going to be anyone else there with him but you. What is going to be your explanation? Because honestly, religion isn't something where you can tell people that believe in something not to believe in it. And I told you about the Muslim thing with them attacking others and even the Jewish things with them thinking that their religion is the best religion ever. Is it, though? What makes you think Jesus didn't come, right? Why aren't we asking these questions? And people can criticize Catholicism and everything that happened in the Catholic Church over the years and the centuries, but I will say it one more time, like I said it many times before. The eldest religion is Catholicism. And the only religion in the United States of America that helps people that are in desperate need is the Catholic Church. There isn't anything that does as much work as they do. I live in a community where I see it all the time. If you have to attack religion to feel good about yourself, then you should feel bad about yourself. Because acting like God doesn't exist is an excuse for you not to deal with the fact that he does, and he is going to question you. Religion is real. There is a Jesus Christ. He is coming back one day. And the devil, his name is Lucifer, and he is somewhere underground, and he's probably here too. Do you not think that evil doesn't exist? Because it does. But you know what else exists outside of evil? Hope and faith and this beautiful understanding that there's always a possibility that things are going to be okay. If God is in control, then you have nothing to worry about. Believing and singing to Jesus Christ and singing, amen, amen, amen. Singing along in church, having something to believe in, knowing that there's somebody that loves you that's omnipresent, that doesn't care about what you look like, your hair, your nose, your feet, your fingers. What you did, what you didn't do, if you did something you wasn't supposed to, if you did something bad, if you did something good, if you did something that maybe you weren't supposed to do, right? And you don't think anybody knows about it. Well, Jesus probably knows about it, right? He is the only person that you could talk to in a car when you're having a day and you're just like, oh, Jesus, get me through this. Like, when I'm thinking things like that, the first thing I say is, God or Jesus, get me through this. That's my first automatic thought. I've been saved, and I can't tell you how many others have been saved along with me. Following Jesus Christ and being a heavy part of my church and having a community where I never have to worry is like something I can't explain. There is nothing like it. This is Holy Week right now, and I'm so excited to celebrate Holy Week with my church family and my family. Getting prepared and ready for Easter coming up, all these wonderful, beautiful things that are happening. There is no better feeling than this. So, taking in consideration everything that's happening, when somebody wants to insult your religion, whether it be a Muslim person or someone that is atheist, let them. Because it doesn't matter what they think, it matters what you think. Trusting and believing in God and religion, and you might not be like Baptist or Catholic or believe in God. Your religion might be something else. But whatever your religion is, right? Whether it's God or Jesus or whatever your religion is, whatever you believe in, don't let anyone stop you from that belief. If you are a Muslim, if you do believe in something and you really do believe in it and believe in it unapologetically. I don't have anything against anyone outside of people that are attacking my religion and my faith. And I dislike that because I don't do that to other people. I don't show up to mosques for Jewish people and make fun of them walking up and down the street in the community that I live in. I don't make fun of their Jewish, like, part of the grocery store. I don't do any of that. I don't say anything. I'm not disrespectful. I don't do that. I don't partake in disrespect toward other religions. And so I just don't want them to do that with me either. I don't know. But I do know. And I'm just going to say it. Religion isn't something that can be tainted by people's despair and their hatred. It's something that you hold on to in the darkness because it is the light, like you are the light. I say it all the time, I am but a vessel for Jesus Christ, and he uses his light through me to shine on others. That is the star power. That is my belief among all other things.
When I sat in the church and I heard Father Ford talk, I thought I was in heaven. And I have been there every Sunday since. And there is nothing I wouldn't do for my parish, my church, and my community. See, that is the power of religion. That is the power of my God. And if you believe in something the way that I believe in Catholicism, don't stop believing in it. It is up to you to continue the religion, to continue the belief, to have faith in something. And I want you to feel the energy that I'm speaking right now. I want you to hold on to the power to get you through the next stage of this. Because religion is not something that is silenced. It's something that should be adored and shared. Confidence is beautiful. And when I recognize other people are confident, I like seeing it, right? When I recognize people that are okay being themselves and they're okay in their skin, I'm kind of attracted to that. I love energetic, positive, happy people. And honestly, so should you. The world is constantly going to tell you what you're not good at and why you're not this and why you're not that. And I'm here to tell you, yes, you are. Moving on from the main part of the conversation, let's get to watching things. Currently watching Jesse Waters on my favorite station, Fox. Is it really my favorite station? Sometimes it depends on the day. Star Trek Discovery, found that on Paramount Plus. Haven't watched it yet. Little Wing looks okay. Found something called Upgraded. I think it's a mystery show. Sorrow. Will Summer, I Turned Pretty return? I'm thinking not, because they like aged them out. Did Ringers, Dead Ringers, that looks like a good show about two chicks that are like working the moves on people. That's on Amazon. I really like Summer, I Turned Pretty, but the last season kind of pissed me off with one of the characters because he was trying to act all difficult with her. And I think she made the overall better decision, but I still think she's in love with the other brother too. But we'll see what happens. I like those chaotic, like, teen dramas. You know that's my favorite type of show, so I kind of can't wait to see what happens next on that. Panic, Good Omen, that looks scary, Ten Star, and Red Oaks. Those all look like horror movies to me, and I'm definitely going to watch them. Moving on from watching things to eating things, planning out dinners. You should probably have like some sort of notation or something entered in for your dinners every week or your meals every week, so you're not running around like a crazy person trying to figure stuff out. Are weight loss injections bad? I don't think so, but my husband's like, no. But I don't know if he's done a lot of like investigation into it. I seriously want to talk to, like, my doctor's assistant and find out more about this so I can see what does exist. I'm not saying that I need it because I do clearly go to the gym and I work out and I eat healthy. But, like, is there something else that could help a little more with, like, me trying to become healthy and stay away from diabetes? That is the question. Quick and easy pork chops, meaning you're putting them in the air fryer or the oven and you lightly saute them, or you put like rosemary seasoning or Italian seasoning on them, put them in the oven, let it cook off. Limiting meat. You need to be limiting the meat because of all the salt that's in it, the sodium that's in the meat. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't have burger or chicken, but maybe have chicken more than ground beef all the time. You should be limiting your ground beef, like your red meat, because I don't think it's the best thing for your body. Asparagus salad. And I know maybe that doesn't sound like the best salad, but I saw it on Pinterest and it didn't look that bad. It was asparagus, it was diced grape tomatoes, it was like chopped onions with like olive oil and a little salt, and it looked okay. I would try that. I would definitely have that for a side in the summer. It looked like something I would try to eat. Back to SodaStream, because SodaStream is definitely a better alternative to regular soda. And if you've already got the SodaStream, why not use it? I love SodaStream. It's really effective and efficient. Anyways, my friends, hopefully you've got your SodaStream right now and you can make some right now. I'm going to go eat something delicious. We got what do we get? Let me tell you. We got spicy chicken from this really chill chicken place that I can't remember the name of. It's not Bird Code, it's the other one. So we're going to eat that for dinner, and I will see you guys same place, same time tomorrow on Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. Bye.